somebody has a tape of me taking phone calls for 25 minutes about the music that I'm missing. And there were people that were, you know, trying to give me lessons, like the people that were older than me, because this was at 79, I'm thinking, by this time. So I was 20 at the time. And there were people in their late 20s, early 30s that grew up watching the MC5 and the Stooges, and they would listen on a regular basis, and they were always calling and saying, what about this? What about this? What about the roots of this? And so it got to the point where I just ended up taking like 24 calls on the air in a row, and I have a tape of it someplace. It's just bizarre to listen to it. But guys asking for the MC5, and then my buddy Mark Sovel, who at the time I did not know who he was. He ended up being my buddy afterwards. In fact, he produces Jonesy's Jukebox now on KLOS. And Mark Sovel, who was living out in whatever it was, he was managing his brother's band or his cousin's band called Private Angst, and they had met me at some show, and he had given me a 7-inch and of Private Angst at that point. And it was just really bizarre, because it was like, I remember hearing, oh my God, I don't remember him calling. But of course I now know him, and he's been a friend of mine since those days. But it's just really bizarre how those things happen. So I took this 25-minute phone call basically to get new ideas of what to play. I could have just answered the phone off the air and done, like, scribbled a bunch of things down in those days, but it made for weird programming. And then we just shut the transmitter off at probably like 3:20 in the morning, as opposed to 3 o'clock.